And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I guess this is what this is called. This is Chef Carl Cedillo. And I'm grateful for this opportunity to be away from Ted's of Beverly Hills, at least for one blessed moment here. And joined here by Christy, and Carol is over here. Christy, are you going to get us some drinks?
I thought I would, yeah.
See, I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I thought I would, yeah.
You thought you would? How about, yes, you will? And I don't mean to sound like a sexist ape, but you understand the pressure that I'm under morning, noon, and night over at Ted's of Beverly Hills. It's a good restaurant. One of the reasons why Ted's of Beverly Hills is a good restaurant, dare I say it, because of me.
Well, now you see, Chad, you're
for the 96th time. It's not Chad.
I'm sorry, but you see what you're doing. You're getting embittered by the... you're allowing it to bitter you up.
I know that. And why wouldn't it?
It's your choice.
Let me introduce you first.
Okay.
This is Lon Lundell, who's a longtime friend of mine. We're over here at Bobo's on the River, which is a restaurant here in Carpinteria, California. And I'm far north of where... And by the way, this is where Phil Hendry used to live.
Phil lived in Channel Islands Beach.
Right.
And now Phil is moving, though, and he's in transit, I think.
Well, where is he right now?
I think he's at a hotel in Los Angeles, but he's going to be there until the tenants that are in his townhouse that he's renting in Florida, until they clear out. And I mean...
Well, what do you mean, clear out?
Well, just, you know, Phil has a lot of things he's got to do, so...
Lon Lundell, who is, he works at Chick's Hardware. Where do you work?
I don't work at a hardware store. Why do you keep going on about that? My name is Lon Lundell. I work at Lundell Furniture. It's the family business.
Oh, you sell furniture. That's, I'm so sorry.
You got me. What's funny about Chef Cedillo, and I appreciate it because it's almost a compliment. You have me working. You've had me working as a bartender. You had me working as a rod buster. You had me working as a silversmith at one time.
I don't remember that.
I do. You introduced me to some people. You said he's a silversmith.
I don't even know what a silversmith is.
Well,
had I been drinking?
Yes.
All right. Well, there. Okay. God.
Yay.
Anyway, Lon's a long time friend. I love you, Lon. And Lundell
Furniture.
Oh, here comes Chrissy with the drink. What is this?
Margarita.
A margarita, goddamn.
Oh, the young lady means well, okay?
I'm sorry, Chrissy. I didn't mean to make you cry. It says that everybody these days drinks margaritas, don't they?
Not everybody. I don't drink margarita. I wouldn't go near a margarita with your lips.
Well, what do you drink?
I'm drinking ice water right now.
Ice water? Wow.
Well, of course I am. Look, having been with you, Chef... the last six times you've been drinking, each time, six times I gave it a chance. Each time you've wound up trying to sit in a chair and missing the chair and falling on the ground.
That was well into the evening.
Be that as it may.
All right, so this is Chef Carl Cedillo. I'm with my friend Lon Lundell, yeah?
Is that all that I get to say, or can I...
I'll introduce you as we move through the evening. My friend Lon Lundell of Lundell Furniture, and we're here in Carpinteria at a place called, now I forget the name of this joint. What is it?
Isn't this Greco's on the River?
Hey, Chrissy, what's the name of this dump?
Greco's on the River.
Yeah.
Greco's on the River. What did I say?
You said something else. You said something that isn't even of this world.
Yeah. Okay.
What's on your mind? We're here tonight, folks, to figure out what's on Chef Cedillo's mind.
I'll tell you what's on my mind. As long as we're being frank, and as long as this is all about, Phil is moving, and there have been all kinds of missteps. I know Phil, last night, he was so tired that he deleted an entire file.
Yes, I heard about that. That's a man that needs some sleep.
He didn't sleep in a bed.
What'd you say, Chrissy?
He hasn't slept in a bed.
Chrissy says that he hasn't slept. Phil hasn't slept in a bed in four nights.
Well, what he did is he had furniture... moved, and then the idiot didn't...
What did he do?
He had furniture. He moved the furniture out of the bedrooms. One of the bedrooms is his studio.
Yeah, I understand that.
He moved the beds out of the house.
He moved the beds out of the house?
Yeah. And rather than get himself a hotel...
He just slept on the floor.
What's that?
He slept on the floor.
Yeah, Chrissy's saying he slept on the floor. On the floor.
On the floor?
On the floor. Fats?
Oh! Yes. I didn't hit him.
He didn't hit me.
You didn't do that.
I'm sorry. That's a cheap, stupid, asinine thing that the Dooleys pull.
Yeah, I didn't want to be a part of it, but he talked me into it. We planned it out. We choreographed it before.
Don't bore them with the tales.
Don't bore them with my tale?
This is Chef Carl Cedilia, and this is Chef Carl Cedilia Tonight. What we were going to talk about, and what I do want to continue to talk about, is me, Chef Carl Cedilia.
Well, Chef...
No, hold on for a minute. I have been the victim of untold insult and this whole thing about get your ass back in the kitchen.
Okay, well, let's want to bring people up to speed here.
What's that? I don't want a cappuccino right now. No, I'm having a, this is, but let everybody know, Lon and I get together once a week, and I pour my heart out.
I'm his, you know, I'm the shoulder he cries on.
Right. And you tell me your problems, too.
I do, but this is kind of the way a Chef Cedilia and I commiserate, you know, once a week over here at, what's the name of this place?
Oh, you gotta be kidding. Hey, Chrissy, what's the name of this dump?
Casper's on the River.
Casper's on the River?
Yeah.
Well, don't look at me like that's something that I ought to know.
You really ought to, because people have been saying it all night.
No, you haven't. You got it wrong, too.
We're at Casper's on the River, ladies and gentlemen. This is in Carpinteria, California. It's a great place, and what are you having?
Well, I had a delicious tri-tip sandwich, and I also had some of the guacamole, but right now what I'm having is, yeah, margarita. Anybody got a problem with that? Come through me.
All right. No one has a problem. Here's the thing we talk about with Chef Cedilia. You and Belle get into it in part because of your provocation.
No, that is not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. Where do you figure that?
Every time I hear Ted on the air, and he is looking to make a point, or he wants to talk with you, and you need to be addressed a certain way, and you get your panties in a wad.
I don't get my panties. Look at this. The only guy wearing panties around there is Ted Bell. You understand?
You're going to get yourself fired.
Well, if he fires me, then he's going to have to buy me out a part of that restaurant.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you know. You know that, Chrissy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you get off the web? Where do you figure that I'm causing the fights?
Because he'll say something, and then you'll say, hey, you know, talk to me a certain way, don't talk to me that way. You can't just let stuff slide, Chef. Especially when he says to you, can you get back in the kitchen? Isn't that a reasonable suggestion?
It's a reasonable suggestion, yes, to tell me to get back in the kitchen, to tell me to get my bitch ass back in the kitchen.
He sent it to you once, and he said, I've heard him say it one time, and he hasn't said it again.
Okay.
So he says, it's great for you to be out here.
I go out and I talk to Phil Hendry during those podcasts because 90% of the time Ted's not around and Phil's looking for information.
Okay.
All right, so I go out and I add information.
And then when Ted shows up, then you need to turn around and go back into the kitchen.
I don't know. There's something about Ted gets to talk to everybody. I got to get my...
You turn around and you go back in the kitchen. If Ted were to say to you, you, see that kitchen? Get in there. What would you say?
I'd say have a little bit more respect.
See, that's what I'm saying. You can't just keep on grinding that point of view, Chef. You know,
well, why can't he give me respect?
He's giving you respect, but you're not the guest on the Phil Hendry show. Ted Bell is. So if you have to learn to understand, you are Ted's equal. You're a part owner in the restaurant. But you need to let him just have his way of addressing you and not take it so personally.
All right, so you be Ted.
What's that?
You be Ted and tell me, go ahead, say, how would Ted say it?
All right, well, you know how Ted would say it. Say, hey, you, get your ass and get that, whatever that's hanging over your belt, your gut, get it back in there. Go on, get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's, okay, and how do you react to that?
How do I react to that? I say to him, you talk to me like that one more time, and I'm going to bury your chin. Your chin is going to be in the back of your head. People will think your back of your head is your face.
What? Look at, Chef, that's entirely inappropriate, Chrissy. Honey, can I get another, just give me another milk?
Milk? You're drinking milk. This is our weekly meeting.
I know, but I didn't know we'd be on a podcast.
Get him a drink. Get him a real drink, okay?
What do you want?
What do I want? I wanted a glass of milk. I guess I'll have a, let me have a Boilermaker. Go ahead. Give me a shot of the Dewars, and I'll take a Rocky Road.
What's a Rocky Road? Is that a,
It's one of the microbrews.
So anyway,
what you need to do, Chef, is just allow, let's do this again.
All right. So this is Chef Carl, so you just interrupt me.
All right. Hey, you, get your bitch ass back in the kitchen.
See, that's what I'm, this is what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to get you to accept that language and go ahead and get in the kitchen and not turn it into a fight, because ultimately the business is at stake. And to the audience's mind, Chef Chedilia, you are subservient.
I'm not going to be talked to like I'm someone's yard punk. I told him that.
Well, then what do you want me to say? If you could have the discipline to just hear it and go.
Go ahead.
I am Ted Bell, and look, Chef Chedilia, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Okay, Chef Chedilia, thanks a lot. Turn around, shag ass back in there. Get cooking. Come on.
Oh, man.
No. You have to just say yes, sir.
I got to do what?
Come on. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Everybody listening knows exactly what I'm talking about. You got to swallow your pride for the sake of the podcast and for the sake of the restaurant. Let's do it again.
And, go ahead.
Hey, thanks so much, Chef Chedilia, for that point of view. Real interesting. Now take your ass, take your big hat, take your dumb look on your face, turn around, and get your ass back in that kitchen and get started on those pork chops. Well, what do you say?
Yes, sir, I will.
That's better. That's not exactly the best, but it's better.
Oh,
grow up.
This is Chef Culture. We have to take a break. We'll be right back here. We're live from Brulee's on the River. I don't know the name of this toilet bowl, and I don't care. We're in Carpinteria, California, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Fuck. Every day, someone's getting a brand new backstage pass from the world-famous Phil Henry Show. How about you? If you get a backstage pass, you'll get the same thing everybody else is getting: thousands of hours of great Hall of Fame radio content. You'll also get digital content. You'll also get the home movies. You'll get the video casts. You'll get the podcasts. And you'll get Phil's sweat. You'll get Phil's blood, sweat, and tears. That's right. You'll get Phil's life. You'll get Phil spilling his guts right out there for all to see, so you can look at it, point and laugh and go, ha, 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 there's Phil Henry pouring his guts out to us again.
Chef Chedilia is not wrong. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, a look into the life of Phil Henry from the very beginning of his life right up to the present moment, through the home movie, through the Hall of Fame radio show and the digital content and all of the video casts that show Phil in his many performance moods. This is a man who's given over his life to entertaining his audience. And what does he get in return? A lot of heartache. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Get a backstage pass for the month, less than $10, or one for the year, less than $7 a month, averaged out over the course of the year. It's the greatest value online, other than porn. Nothing but heartache.
We're back. No, I don't want that piss water. Give me another beer, will
you? Okay.
We're back here on the Phil Henry Show. This is Chef Carl Chedilia. Carl Chedilia Lilly.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. All of a sudden, I can't say my own name. This is Chef Carl Chedilia.
Chef Chedilia.
Chef Carl.
Chef Carl Chedilia.
Chef Carl Chedilia Lilly. God damn, I think I'm getting one of those.
You're one of those migraines.
What?
You're getting one of those migraines that causes you to sound like you're retarded.
Christy says I'm getting one of those migraines that causes you to sound.
Why don't you go into the bathroom there and do what you got to do?
What does that mean?
Well, do you need to relieve yourself? Go ahead. Chef Chedilia, it seems as if he's getting one of those migraines that we saw that actually in real time on local Los Angeles television a few years ago. A reporter for Channel 5, KTLA, this young lady had this migraine that created an inability to articulate some... Oh, I don't know, whatever you would call it. Christy, is it a...
like a roadblock.
Yeah, it's like a roadblock between the neurons in the brain and the receiving neurons in the vocal area. And things got scrambled, and what she was saying made absolutely no sense. Like what Chef... what did he call himself?
Chedilia Lilly.
He called himself Chedilia Lilly. Here he is. How you feeling, Chef?
I'm fine. I splashed some cold water on my face. I think it has to do with my name. And the reason why it has to do with my name is on the show last night, on the Phil Henry show last night, it was a flash, what do they call it?
They call it an encore.
They were doing an encore show, and what happened was, they're doing this encore show, and I heard myself, everybody was trying to remember what the name of the chili is.
Oh, the chef Carl Cedilli? Oh, boy.
Cedilli.
Yes, the chef Carl Cedilli, Cedilli.
That's it, yes.
Right. And everybody had the hardest GD time doing it. Man, I felt like for a minute there, I wanted to get up and I wanted to do something crazy, you know? I wanted to defecate on someone's front lawn.
Why, now, why is that?
I don't know. It's when people disrespect me.
Well, why would you call that disrespect? Because they couldn't remember the name of the chili.
Well, why wouldn't they remember it?
It was only served that one time. It wasn't only served one night. It was the first night you served the chef Cedilia Chilia.
Yeah.
And it's on the menu now, right?
It's on the menu now, and people are used to ordering it. But back then, when we were starting out, we had a big blanket promotion for it. And I've got the principal of the restaurant there, Ted Bell. I've got one of the top advertising platforms that he uses, the Phil Henry Show. Mr. Henry's there and his panel. And not a one of those bug-eyed lemurs. God.
Easy, easy. Don't get so angry.
Not one of them could remember that it was Chef Carl Cedilli's Chilia.
But you couldn't either.
No, I couldn't either. But that's what I'm saying, though. What happens to me is when someone either negates my presence or chastises me, I get angry and I get inarticulate.
And that's what happens when Ted tells you to get your, and I'm quoting, get your bitch ass back in the kitchen. Let's try it one more time.
Oh, man, come on.
No, let's do it. Let's do it. Thanks a lot, Chef Cedilli. Now get out of here because you don't belong in the company of decent human beings. Get into the kitchen and get that stew going. You hear me? Go, boy, go. And what do you say?
Yeah, okay. Okay.
That doesn't sound very...
It doesn't sound real.
What do you want me to say?
So I want you to sound really happy.
Okay, yeah.
Well, hold on. All right, thanks a lot, Chef Cedilli. Now shag your bitch ass back into the kitchen and make some of that stew. Get going, and I don't want any of your sweating in it either, or I'm going to kick your ass around the block for drill. Got it?
Oh, come on, will you?
Come on, now say it. Say it.
Yes, sir. Okay.
That's what Ted Bell's looking for. And if you can't give Ted Bell that, as the saying goes, we've been saying for years, folks, if you can't give Ted Bell the respect and the obedience that he deserves, then your bitch ass does belong in the kitchen. Wouldn't you agree?
No, I don't agree with that. I'll never agree with that sentiment.
All right, Chef.
All right, so this is Chef Carl Cedilli. You've been listening to me and Lon Londell, one of my dear friends from school. Lon is the, I guess you'd say you're the heir apparent or the...
Yeah, I'm one of the heirs of the Londell Furniture Empire. It's like one store in Santa Ana, so big deal.
All right, well, don't run it down, man. I mean, your family owns the Londell Furniture Store.
Yeah, a store in Santa Ana.
You almost didn't remember where it was.
I didn't.
Do you ever get to Santa Ana?
Who goes to Santa Ana?
People that live there? Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Oh, that's a burn, yeah.
Well, technically, it is a burn.
What?
Technically, it is a burn.
Okay, it was a burn.
So Lon and I are talking about my dealings with Ted Bell, who is not only a business partner, but the thing about Ted is that he's a very respected guy. He's a guy that I admire immensely, a guy that I wanted to get into business with, and when he asked me to join the staff.
Who was the chef before you?
At Ted's of Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
It was Ted and it was Geek Princeton. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, oh.
What happened?
Oh, he's reacting. Anybody that ever hears the name Geek Preston knows that Geek Preston, you don't want him anywhere near a kitchen. Oh. Did you have some of Geek's food? Okay, knock it off, will you, Lon?
I'm not kidding about that.
So you had his food?
Yeah.
Geek Preston and Ted Bell were both the chefs at Ted's of Beverly Hills before I was hired. Now, you can't say that Geek's a totally bad cook because Ted had a clientele.
I don't think that Geek did it. I think after a while, Ted probably told him, don't go near any of the pots and pans.
Then why would he even have him in the kitchen?
Because he has name value, because people flock to his restaurants.
What?
They do. They love to eat. They love it when Geek takes...
Geek Preston is known, folks, for his ability to take animal feces and turn it into dessert. I don't know how he does it. Yeah.
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah, it's the first time it happened to me, I thought I was biting into a brownie.
Was it good?
Was it good or not? Yes, it was delicious.
Okay. And what was it really?
It was something out of a cat box.
It was cat shit.
I believe so, yeah.
And you thought you were eating a brownie. Isn't it true?
Yes, it's true.
Now, we're not saying here that Geek Preston is able to take the raw material of cat feces and turn it into something delicious. It is a trick of the mind. Now, Geek Preston is a bass hypnotist. Some people say that he uses hallucinogenics in his food. What do you think it was?
I all I know is when that was served to me, it looked like a piping hot, smelled delicious.
A brownie?
Yes.
And what was it?
It was cat shit.
It was cat shit. How about that, folks? And so Ted Bell fired the guy.
Ted fired the guy, and rightfully so, because as exciting as that may be, Ted wanted to build a restaurant. He wanted to build a restaurant that served great food. He did not want to have people coming in every night being hypnotized and eating something that dropped out of a monkey's ass. And I agree with him.
Well, you know what? Both of you guys are such chicken shits. You know that?
No. What happens if one person gets sick from that?
Sick from what?
Eating animal shit?
I don't know. Didn't Geek do something? Did he sterilize it?
For all I know, he's casting a spell. This is what I'm getting at.
So, in other words, you don't think he actually took the raw material of a cat shit and turned it into a brownie. You think he was casting a spell.
I think it was mental, yeah. And I think that Ted believed that, too, and that's why he got fired.
Where is he now?
Geek Preston?
Yeah.
He opened the place up in Rangoon. Boy, you were really...
What?
You're way behind the times.
Opened up a place in Rangoon?
Yes. It's called Geeks on the Street.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'll bet... Oh, my God. Have you been over there?
I haven't been over there yet, but people say the food is outstanding.
And let me guess, he's making it out of what, kangaroo shit?
Whatever there is.
This is a guy, folks, that could make... You'd swear to God you were eating tri-tip, flavorful Santa Maria tri-tip, seasoned beautifully, and just a medium rare, and what you're actually eating is a buffalo load.
But he could take that and turn that into something.
Yeah, I'll bet he could.
But mostly what he did, folks, was dessert. So he would take buffalo shit or whatever, and he would turn that into chocolate ice cream, you name it.
Yeah, it was... Oh, God, I wish to God we hadn't brought it up. Well, folks, thank you. This has been our weekly chat fest, me and Lon. We always get together. Thanks a lot. We're here at Rivers on the... this is a place called something on the river. I don't know the name of it.
Oh, we've tried... Excuse me, waitress. What is the name of this place we're at?
Denny's.
Oh, bullshit.
I'm only kidding.
She's only kidding. She said it's Buster's on the River.
Buster's on the River. I guess I'm going to have to go out front and see the
marquee.
Yeah. This is Chef Carl Cedilia thanking all of you for being with us here. Phil Hendry has a special message coming up. Hello, everybody. It's Phil Hendry, and I wanted to thank all of you for hanging with our podcast here each and every day, what I like to call the netcast. I like to retain some respectability. I like to retain some illusion, at least, of a professionally delivered and a professionally driven a presentation here, and not just something that someone does in their bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you. We are up and on the road, on our way to Young Jackie, on our way to a new life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we acquit it, bud. You sound like a cow in heat.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The greatest value online at the porn. Wait a minute. This is the...
It's the end of the show.
Oh, sorry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.